Hello, and thank you for joining us here in this series of talks with Rav Lightman, New Life. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. We have with us in the studio Orit Dolev. She works with couples, families. Hello. And we have Nitzan Mazuz. She does private coaching. We're talking in this series about connections in our lives. Connections at home with our spouse, with our children, and at work. And gradually we'll start to open all the relationships we're in, people around us. We're going to get suggestions, tips, direction, how to develop all these relationships and enhance them, enhance the connection between us people and between the people around us so that all our lives will become better. And the subjects we're going to discuss today is the couple, relationship between a couple. Nitza, maybe you'll present what we want to focus on. In the last discussion, we talked about the connection, the lack of trust in between couples. We thought it would be right to take the first steps, even before people become married, become a couple. How to build this relationship. We see nowadays it's a very big problem to see if it's the suitable person. How do you choose the right person? What do you have to put an emphasis on? What do you have to look for to make a good match? First of all, I'd say there has to be some foundation. A person is, even we're in the living world from the state of animal, but we've developed. We came off the trees and out of the caves. And through technology and society, that we always improve by us changing. We're evolving all the time. If we take animals, they're the same as they were 500 years ago. They may weigh a little bit less, or a lion might have been slightly different in his size or something. But how can you compare it to people? People are changing completely from one generation to the next. What are the changes? Our changes are basically our ego that's always growing in size and changing in qualities. In what exactly? To what? If we take previous generations, so apparently they lived like animals. And really, we can see it in the old sources. They lived like animals, for instance. They used to take something that suits them from nature, like a lion meets a lioness, and they smell each other, they sniff each other. There's no laboratory that checks if they suit each other genetically. It's enough for them to sniff each other, taste each other, and they know right away if it suits them to be together or not. And they don't make mistakes. It's their instincts. With us, it used to be like that at one time. We even, in the sources, there are things that women, for example, all women got their period together. We were so close to nature, according to the moon, that's how menstruation came. So apparently, the relationships were the same. I didn't need to think, if it suits me, it doesn't suit me, this woman or another, I just feel it, and that's it. I feel it naturally. I don't feel if it's pretty or not pretty. In this primitive life, there was no such thing as beauty, but rather if the person's matches at the living level. Now you see if a woman can give birth, if she can be a woman. And the same with the husband. And they say all this development comes from the side of the women, not the men, because women began to prefer men, not strong. Mm-hmm. They preferred smarter men. And through that, they accelerated the development of men's intelligence, because a woman began to discover that a smarter man is more successful for maintaining a family and maintaining her and the kids, etc. And women in that brought about development because men wanted to be smarter, actually. There's lots of research about that. It has nothing to do with my profession, but I used to delve in that. And later on, the ego developed more. The more we went from one stage to the next, the Dargat Adam, the state of man, it's the opposite, because each level can't stand the previous level. We don't want to be connected to animals. When here we have a conflict, because according to the family life, according to our relationship, we're at the living level. And we want to add the human part, love, emotion. It has to do with the knowledge, awareness, the society, what the society thinks, what's agreed upon in fashion, what other people say. It's completely against the living level. And I have an inner conflict. And we are having problems with it right up until today. Because according to the society, blonde is good, but maybe I'm choosing something else. High, thin, tall, thin, knows how to do this, knows how to do that. And a man also has to be big, strong. And not really looking at the person inside, the human. There are many inputs that come from the influence of the environment, and it turns out that I choose based on genes and hormones and smells and data that I received maybe from home, according to the environment that I grew up in, that was very dynamic. Even based on non-rational things that someone produced a certain thing, so he made an advertisement, and according to this we come, Chanel or someone else, they determine our opinion, how a woman has to look, pretty, good, that's accepted, that it's, I should take her to show her to others. I have to change myself. No, but our ego that's growing develops pride and self-respect. And suddenly, I'm not living my life, but in my family, I'm bringing the opinion of society. I choose a spouse according to what other people will say. I bring the society into my house, in other words. I bring fashion into my house. All these opinions. Not like I received it from myself or from my mother's home. And it turns out that it's really a huge problem for a person, for the way that he lives. I see that if I've been in lots of places in the world, and I see that the standards, the measurements are very different between the men, the young men and young women, the way they look at one another. Even today, even though it's like a round world and everything is this one culture, apparently, still there's something left from nature, from the mother. And along with that, we are involved in many opinions from the outside. Not only are we involved, in many cases, we build a family, we build our nest, our relations between us, everything according to the standards that the society determined, or that we want to, how we want to present our family to the society. We live very close to each other, in the same floor. I live with other families. I live in a house with 200 families, an apartment building. And the society I'm in, we meet, they know my family, and my kids are in school. To make a long story short, do I even choose according to my taste? That's the question. And if not, and in that, we'll find the root of the problem, that maybe I need somehow to clean myself of all this pressure from society, external pressure, that's changing, and see myself, the foundation. Did I choose according to what I think? According to what I would have chosen if I was completely not dependent on society? Because throughout life, where all our standards change, our perspective, then I also look differently, appear differently all the time. And I see that a woman that I chose 2 years ago, and the fashion has changed, I have to change her. That's exactly what's happening. Therefore, if we would get rid of the pressure from society, we'd be stronger, more independent, more based, we'd be more solid. Within the family, we'd build a family at least for 20 years, let's say, until the kids leave and become independent. That's what I think. A family lives to develop another generation, to raise a generation. Otherwise, what do we connect for? We have to look at the animals. That's the correct way. They meet to have young ones, raise them, and release them to life. And themselves go on to die. That's it. Therefore, if today we need 20 years, even more, it used to be 10, 15 years was plenty. Now we need 20 years at least, even 30 years, and they still don't want to leave the house. So I need to think about a long-term life with the women. And according to that, I can't go for according to fashion or society's opinion. We go from one society to another, from city to another country. The society changes completely in 10, 20 years. It's completely different than it was before. So it's possible that we need to really let people see their natural taste, what suits them. Like we have four levels of our basic character. 4 times 4 is 16. But still, maybe we need to do like a test with a person, like we do in school tests. We have to go through like a little profession called Build Your Home or something like that. And there we teach them how to maintain the home, how to maintain relations with the parents, the kids, all the things that are connected. I heard in Europe we're only teaching them sex, to have safe sex, nothing else. Is that enough? I understand it's important with everything that's going on, but still. If we give a person tools to know who he is on him by himself, so that he could verify, like an animal does by smelling, that it suits him. By the way, smell is very important. Even with all the Chanel and all that stuff, it's still very important, because most of our cells in our brain are smell. The entire inner part of our brain is covered by smelling cells. And therefore, I would say, if a person knew who he was according to nature, that in 30 years he won't change, that it won't change in 70 years even, then he would look at it differently and would really, according to that inner instinct, that inner smell, he would identify who suits him and who doesn't. And here, we still need to see that the attitude, the classic main attitude for building the family, is not so bad that parents used to choose. Because parents know what's good for life. They don't look so much at beauty, even though they see it, but rather look in a practical way. A healthy man, a healthy woman, according to their character, they look suitable. According to their attitude, similar families, that's very important. Because the law in nature is the law of equality. It's the main law at every level. It works at every level. Therefore, we first need to see that there is compatibility, natural. There are special people that actually marry something that's very, very far from them. According to their education, it can be Japanese, but she was educated close to me, so it's something else. So we need to see that until today, in many cultures, we see that the parents choose for kids a spouse. And in all the cultures, no matter where you look, we take into consideration the agreement of the parents. That's what I see. That it can be the most modern thing in the world, but before he marries, he takes her and brings her to her mommy and father so they'll see her. Why? I don't know, but that tradition still exists. We go to mommy and daddy and we get their agreement. Not really agreement, but to introduce her, so, to see who they're going to fight with in the future. But I see that still, it's still, even if it's from a far country, they go there, they travel. They have to show up in front of them. But again, I think if a person knows himself, if he knows his own character, his original character, wherever nation, culture, what he's made up of, because today we're young, we're under pressure from the environment we're in, and throughout the years, we go back to the source. It comes up from within. And it still begins to show up more and more as time goes by. So all these things we have to explain to people to make it clear what's going to happen with you in your life. You might not want to hear because youngsters don't want to hear. They just want to hear their hormones. And these standards in the street, as much as it suits something he sees in an advertisement, commercials, but still, we have to open it up for him, the character of life, of nature, the source of his culture, his, hers, and see if their individual development and the general development of where they are they more or less at the limit of compatibility in equality of characters? If yes, it's possible that it can happen. It's very important for a man, no matter who he is, that a woman will be close to his mother, not in relations, but in what she does at home, how she cooks. She has to remind him of his mother because he looks at a woman like as his mother. She replaces his mother. That's why we see in our sources that you take the woman and bring her to mommy's house, and she's there for a while, learns from his mother how she used to do everything, what the man is used to, and then goes out of there after a year or two of training, and then she knows how to organize the house, and then the man even feels that he didn't leave his mother's house. That's very important. A man that doesn't give birth doesn't change a lot, like a woman who gives birth. A woman gives birth and becomes disconnected from the previous stage, but a man doesn't feel that. We see this in nature also. The lion did what he wanted with the lioness and takes off, and she stays with the babies and looks after them, and he doesn't feel that. Even if he has a few of them. So what I want to say is, it was very important, and it will never change. Our nature, our original nature, at the human level, doesn't change, and our subconscious is not aware of it even. In his subconscious, he will still want it to be similar to what he had at home. And how they behaved, his mother and father. Even if they were wild, that's what he'll be attracted to in his home as well. So in advance, we need to identify the problems, the issues, if we know where he's from and where she's from. And then see if they suit each other. Look at the parents. Look how the families are. Do they suit each other or not? The traditions, relations, the food, the way of life, all kinds of things. Is it similar? Because at the end of the day, that's what tells a person that you're in the family. You went out of a family and you went into a family. And you don't feel that it changes. It's very important. And that we cannot get out of, because our habit becomes second nature. The way we were in our mom's home, it wasn't just habit. It was passed on to us in our blood, apart from habit. And we have to see that it somehow be in our home as well. Therefore, compatibility is not even dependent on the girl and boy themselves. It depends on the society, on two families, on all kinds of factors that at the end of the day, we think they don't suit each other. What do you mean they don't suit each other? To say if they're suitable or not is to say there's two huge societies from Beit Capuleci and like in Shakespeare. And then they don't suit each other, or they do suit each other. But here in Israel, since we're so mixed here, so many ethnicities, throughout the years, there's lots of Israelis that went into other frameworks. They each came from their parents' home, but with the years, there's like a blurring between the different groups. It's only a blur. I see Oren until today brings from his home food that his Ashkenazi wife cooks for him, makes him Yemen food, right? Yes. Not like his mother made, of course, but she tries as much as she can. So you're saying it's possible from both sides to make like a combination that will be successful. Desire does a lot. But him, they're not a normal couple. They know. They know all kinds of things inside. They know how to deal with the gaps. where there was this tradition and that tradition. And still, but you have to take it into account. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying you have to take it into account. It might even be good that I want to live with someone that's from a different culture. And she understands me, and precisely above her culture, the more she wants to show me she's doing good for me, she dresses in my culture. But it's very, very unusual things. If we're talking about the general masses, we need to still see that we're looking at the parents who choose what's best for their kids in the most simple form, family, mishpuche, and everything that comes with it. How do we know to succeed with all the media and all these influences from society and for family? How do we manage to clean all this stuff that we absorbed and remain with that clean, clean me to do a selection according to our inner instincts? It appears to me that you are psychologists. You do therapy. You're very, like, dispersed. You're all over the place. If you would do, if you made like an international group, you would today with the media, there's media that's not connected to, that's not dependent on anyone, like on the internet, you could achieve a radical change in public opinion. And all the media wouldn't be able to do anything about it, even though they're extremely powerful today. It's difficult to deal with them, to go against them. But still, we must do something about the situation. There's kids that don't want to get married, don't want to have kids. They're ruining the future of the of society. I want to focus in on that place. How do I manage to clean myself of all those things and really choose the suitable spouse? Only through education. Education myself? No, not educate yourself. You can't. If you're an educator that can educate yourself, then why do you need to educate yourself? To choose, what are you choosing? A spouse. But you're not educated. You need to educate yourself and then choose. But now there's no one who can educate me. So you're like everyone. So that's why I say we have to organize some huge, massive attack of education, family education, throughout the world, that they will understand the correct attitude. What we just spoke of is relevant for everyone. And after we open courses, let's say, that a person goes through in a few meetings, we teach people everything that they need for a happy life. We teach them, all we teach them today is how to profit. If he's happy or not, nobody cares. I finished school, I don't know anything. Absolutely nothing. I only know maybe how to get into university or to go into a profession where they'll tell me, do you know multiplication? Do you know this? Okay, start. I don't know how to build a family, how to select a spouse, how to raise my kids, how to manage a family budget. I don't even know how to relate to my parents. Everything a person needs to learn, because a person is not an animal. Animals do this naturally. A person has to ask about everything, every single thing. I see how people don't know how to relate to their parents. Like, naturally. Why? Why not explain this? A person needs an explanation about every single thing. He knows absolutely nothing on his own. It's some kind of system that it developed above the human level that has to be organized. It's an intelligent system. It's our heart. We don't know how to manage these systems in ourselves. And that's the problem. And if we wanted to get into the subject, so start going into schools for the next 10, 12 years that they're there, and educate them all the time. From kindergarten, you can start from nursery. Building a person it's a profession. But I'm missing the path. I'm missing tools, a method. How do I educate? I'm not starting with kids. I'm leaving kids out of it because it's not my, because you don't want to deal with it, but really, that's what we need. If we're talking about correction, a corrected society, we have to look after it from the moment a child is born. We have to position him and explain to him how to behave and how he behaves according to his egoistic character and how he has to be considerate of others and the environment and why yes and why no, and give him all the time the psychological escort, guidance. So say we work on a few levels, but we have big people already, you're saying, what do we do? What we didn't do when they were little. We play? What? We teach them. It's an accelerated course for those things. If he won't know those things, it won't help him. So let's write this quickie course. What should be there? What should be in the course? First of all, the general nature. Animate, inanimate, vegetative, human. And then human. I would put in anatomy, psychology, and physiology of a person. Next. That there's something to explain about each of these systems. Psychological system, sociology system. You can't just relate to a girl like a girl. I understand that she has pressures on her and she's impulses and psychological education of gender, male gender, female gender, at the level of nature, human level. What is that? How are they different? How are they similar? How much we have to understand the difference between them. If a man understands the woman's nature, the female nature, then he himself is a different man. He's really a man. Otherwise, he's just a male, nothing. Children, in accordance with that, how we need to relate to them, to educate them, etc. There's a lot to learn in advance. And the main education is the inner psychology of man. What is the man in us? What do we want? Our desires, our thoughts. What are they? The main fraction is maximum pleasure with minimum effort. That's always inside of us. And that is called our ego, that formula. I know that in this way I exist and the others do. And otherwise, how can we get along without understanding one another? We have to connect with one another. If I connect with someone, I have to know that we're connecting because we're transferring filling to one another. I can enjoy from her and she can enjoy from me at a few levels. The level of food, sex, family, money, control, respect, intelligence, all those things in a man. He has to see if he is being filled with something, and is with something filling the other. Does he agree to it? Otherwise, there's no connection. A couple, they become one system where each is filling the other with something, is obligated to fill the other. Like it says in the ketubah when they get married in the contract. He's obligated. I have to supply sex and food and dresses and clothes. Those are basic necessities of everyone, of a living body. So when you said in the last chapter about psychology of men inside of us, it really connects to what I see in the workshop. I see people have their desires aren't really clear. So what do you want? A person, it's very hard for them to say what they want. It'll be easier for them to say what they don't want. And there's like a feeling of confusion. And even when they're looking for a spouse, so what do you want in a man? It's hard for them to define. It's like an undefined desire, confusion. Many times we can't determine what my desire is with what I got from the environment, the culture, my parents. How do I go back to that foundation? How do I verify it and cause a person to understand truly what are the inner things that motivate him and what is he capable? What you said, what can he bring into the relationship? Throughout life, perhaps we understand this, understand one another. We either say it or we feel it. But in most cases, we're not aware. And of course, we don't want to hear or agree to it. Here, we have to educate a person to compromise. A couple is called each one compromising about half, giving up half of himself, in order to get instead of that half of the other. But doesn't he need to know first who he is himself? Yes, I'm saying. The intention is a couple, is a connection, that each one, male and female, go into each other. They have to suit each other from nature. Are we suitable from nature to go into each other at the soul level? It's not just for nothing. It's a very big, it's a huge psychological problem. Habits, tastes, characters, moods, all kinds of external conditions. We always need, if we want to be a couple, first of all, we need to see if we are in adhesion, one inside the other. Who thinks about it really nowadays? But actually, without that, we see that people don't want to get married. So how do we learn this adhesion? People have to learn it because they're egoistic. They have to reach a state where they feel pleasure in it. I don't stand on top of them with a stick and say, learn yourself, learn her, see where to compromise. No. I have to show her like a carrot in front of the rabbit, that he'll find a great pleasure in that, complimenting him. Because a man is the figure made up of her and him together, build the man. It's divided into our ego, into male and female. But we want to build a man. The family, we have to connect. despite our huge ego. So you're saying from this course that we're talking about, all these single women will be able to find suitable husbands? Yes, of course. It will urge them, it will push them from the understanding what they understand and feel, what they're losing, out of understanding, the new understanding, how to truly found a partner and not to look the way they were looking before. They can find the correct spouse. They're going into an adventure where they really want to find the perfect thing, the most perfect thing that can be in nature at our level, corporal level. If we truly, ideally, can suit one each to the other, then we will discover each and the other such a compatibility or suddenly depth of emotion and consideration and connection and filling in return, that suddenly we discover things that didn't even exist before in our awareness. I feel that in the correct connection with the woman, I discover in her some well, a source that fills me precisely, and nothing else can fill me. It's against the upper the upper connection, sorry. So you're saying, if you're saying that if previously I wanted a blonde with blue eyes, after the course I can say, now, okay, blonde with blue eyes is nice, but there's also something else. So in other words, I managed to filter out all the extra information that I absorbed for some reason, and I can choose. You're exchanging your values, of course. After this stage, you come to life with different measurements. You're selecting not according to the length of her legs and if she's blonde, or you're measuring, calculating according to what you hear, feel, see. You look at the person's family, and you look at all these things. In front of you, you have a map. Who is this inner person? Does it suit my map? We have a bit harder work than animals. There are many cases where if we look at the families of one another, you can say, it's better not to go into that mess. And along with that, at the end of the day, I've heard often they say, I'm not marrying his family, I'm marrying him. And then I can say, it's a mistake. It's living in him. This nest where he came out of, it's inside him. Whether you like it or not, it is subconscious or really conscious. He will want in his house to have what he had at his mother's house. But I had a course, and my spouse also went through a course. It doesn't matter. My course is to discover these things where you came from and suit these things to the modern time, to this time. It won't help. Nature is nature. We can't break it. And why should we? So we have to be aware. Does this course give me very real tools? I'm sorry, but it's hard without examples. I don't want to get into it, but I still need another sentence. You weren't allowed to get married except in the Israeli tribes. which the significance is, I don't want to get into, he doesn't want me to get into all that stuff. I have, if we were talking in a simpler way, I have tons to tell you about those things from the sources, from the Bible, from those days. That's called, I'm not talking about spirituality, I'm talking about corporality, that each tribe has its own character, and from that, and you remain in that character. So what about genetic attributes that develop within the tribe? That's also something that you have to take into account. I don't think it was like that in the past. So I don't know what's correct for today. But of course, we have genetic problems in society. Limited in a certain amount of the population. But compatibility we can still find. Maybe that's why they fell from such a high level. So this condition will be canceled. And they began to get married between the tribes. By the way, there's more research and the research about nature where they show where populations of lions who they also have genetic problems and they're becoming scarce. I didn't deal with that, I can't say. There were times when we used to get married with cousins. But I don't have an answer. I'm talking about compatibility, inner compatibility that a person is drawn to, his root. And we see all those macho, young macho guys after a few years, 10, 15 years, 20 years. You see how much he's exactly like his mother, father. And that's how it works. Where I was in the world, it all comes back to the root. It's hard for me to disconnect from what you said before, that you said, who is the man inside me? I want that course. I want to understand what this thing is. It's really lit something inside me. What is in this course? I wouldn't ask what's in the course. Let's not talk about some course somewhere else. Let's say that a person is listening and we're trying to direct him right now to start to define, to discover this person inside him. I don't have this course ready, but if we sat with psychologists and they started asking me questions, maybe we would be able to develop a course like this. Like with Dr. Elianov. Those are big things. I'm saying let's leave the big stuff. Let's talk at the lower level. First, how do I start cleaning all the stuff around me and discovering the me inside me to find my spouse? The first foundation is the foundation inside a person from which he lives. That's what he wants to fill. That's what he wants to continue, a desire for pleasure. Simple. A desire for pleasure. Types, ways, sizes. That is actually what is different between us. With each person it's different, but each of us is a will to receive. So first we look at this foundation of inanimate, vegetative, animate, human, and we see man at the most special level, that if a person is living according to their instincts and in implementing their instincts, they feel that they're filling themselves and they have no pleasure because it comes in an instinctive way. A person can make up all kinds of sources of pleasure for himself. And then he's always developing. His ego is developing, his desire for pleasure is developing, and he's always looking out for ways to fill it. And this is how he goes on and lives. That's the first law, that I want to enjoy myself. Got it. It's not so simple. By the way, it doesn't change all the time. It changes and it's dynamic and each person in a different way. We already have a problem because I'm always in a fluctuation in filling myself with what to fill myself. And my spouse, if we're talking about compatibility, she's also going through those changes. So how the two systems, dynamic systems that are alongside each other, each in their own directions and advances, different events. How do we suit ourselves to be in some connection? It's a problem. We see that this is the root of the problem. I want to develop this way. She thinks this way. I want this. She wants that. That's the whole root of incompatibility. So therefore, where can we make a distinction between where we want to please ourselves, how we can complement it, to connect around that and connect in that and be in that as one. And the other things are just extra. Everyone advances in their profession, in their hobbies. So say I went, say I wanted to make a lesson. So I should check with the audience what makes me happy? No. First of all, nature, you have to learn that my nature is to enjoy myself. He understood it. No. They don't understand it so quickly because it's such a basic thing. It's such a foundation for all the other things that a person has to see it in every way and in humanity as parents and in everything. And that it leads him in his thoughts and feelings, that is the material of the creation, that is the force that is always developing in me. And what do I participate in this force in myself, or does it suddenly jump from inside me and awaken and I can't control it? Or can I control it, and how? So here, we're going into the second lesson. How do I manage my will to receive, my will for pleasure? Or in other words, how do I achieve free choice? Or in other words, how do I become a person that I'm independent? But without that, I become just an animal wandering around in the street, and I don't know what I'm looking for. That's all of humanity. Here we have to show them that we want to give them a very special tip. That's the second lesson. How do I define myself, my values, my desires, food, money, control, respect? How do I choose different people? More or less, we're all connected in these formats. We have lessons about these things. And the main thing is, how do I manage myself? If I am a will to receive pleasure through a special environment, I come with one thing, and I have an ability to organize all the things inside me as I am. I don't know what system I am, confused. I don't know all these things, who I am, what I am. How can I verify? Is there a tool, a machine that I can connect for myself to arrange myself like a computer or something? like a doctor that checks the patient and sees which systems are okay, which systems are not okay. How do we organize everything? How do I come to know myself? And how do I change myself? That's the foundation. The first lesson is nature. And the second lesson is, what do we do with our nature? Are we capable of doing something? The third lesson, I have to build, is there a society through which, just like this force that verifies and corrects, I can go to myself and change myself? How much can I, with what, to what limits? How can I react? How can I choose it and what to change and what to not change? Here there's such a vast space. It depends how we limit people from telling him all these things. But at the end of the day, without knowing that he can direct himself, without that, there's nothing left to do. Before society, can we get to how I manage my relationship with one partner? No, no, no. No, you can't. You can't. How can you, in a conscious way, you're verifying and criticizing yourself to connect with someone if you don't have tools to connect properly? Where's the wheel? I did a first lesson and a second lesson. After you hear the second lesson, the second lesson can be 10 meetings. After you know how you can manage yourself, the inner wheel, everything's inside, and you know how to learn the public. It's not the second lesson. That's like the third lesson. The masses. Something that's outside of me. Maybe something that's outside of me is a copy of me. Maybe it just, I'm imagining that it's outside of me. Maybe it's something I'm just, like someone says to another person, you don't even know me. A woman says to her husband, 20 years I'm living next to her, and she says, you don't know me. To know the other, who the other person is, a help to him. There are many things that in psychology I have to need to begin working on myself to neutralize myself, to feel the other person. Otherwise, I won't feel him. Otherwise, I'll feel his character inside me that I built. But I built it. That's the thing. But you don't feel me. So how do I neutralize myself? Oh, maybe that's another lesson. We see that the crisis that we're going into today, deeply in the family life, it's not just any crisis, some little crisis. It's the foundation, because it's disconnecting us, the continuation of the human race, if we don't organize it. And to organize it, we have to really need to correct ourselves from the foundation and at our ego. At this point, this conversation we're going to end here, and we'll continue it later. So thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Orit and Nitza. Thank you for being with us. And we'll continue this series. Join us, and wishing you all the best. Goodbye.